We'll go east of the Rockies. Tim is in New Brunswick, Maine, on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, Tim.
Ian, how are you? I believe I may have met an angel.
Do you need me to go get that one, Tim, or are you gonna? Can you get that one? The phone in the background. Can you get that?
It only rang once, so I don't need to get it, I guess.
Okay, all right, let me know.
Anyway, I believe I've met an angel.
And her name was?
Unfortunately, it was a gentleman. Okay. Oop, I'm going to have to get that.
Are you at work?
Yeah, hang on one sec.
Sure, we'll get to listen. Shh, everybody get to listen. Okay, that's Tim in New Brunswick, Maine. And he's at work right now. Is he a cop? Is he working in the fire department?
Right.
Is he a doctor? Is he a paramedic? Computer repair? IT?
Yeah, I'm good.
Body retrieval?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Vampire?
Right back.
Taxi driver?
Still there?
Yeah, what do you do?
Oh, you're really patient. Actually, allow me to say I'm not at liberty to say.
Okay.
All right.
You don't want to get
very quickly,
in trouble.
I was on, this took place several years ago. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was on Store Drive in Boston. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's right down in the city. There's no breakdown lane. There's certainly no sympathy. It was 3 a.m. in the morning. There's no traffic. I was alone, and I got a flat tire. So I pull over. I'm in one of the lanes. I get the car jacked up, and I discover that I don't have the right size tire iron.
Get out. So you can't even get your lug nuts off.
No, I'm stuck. And there's nobody out. It's not a great neighborhood. I am in big trouble. Now, back then, you know, nobody had any cell phones.
What year are we talking about?
Oh, I'm going to guess we're probably talking early to mid-80s.
Okay. Well,
they had cell phones, but they were the size of, a toaster oven.
Field walkie-talkies in the Army. Right.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Basically, field walkie-talkies. Along comes this guy in one of those old VW Bugs that still had the trunk in the front. Okay, this crazy guy with the wild hair and the big beard, the whole nine yards. He gets out and he says, "What's going on?" First of all, he stopped in Boston, which already makes him supernatural. Okay,
right.
He comes out. And he says, "What's going on?" I tell him the story. He says, "Well, let's see what I've got." And he leads me over to the VW Bug. Now, I'm not adding anything to this story. Okay, he opens the trunk up, and not only is the trunk full of tire irons, it's all that's in there. And if I said there was 150 of these things in there, I would not be exaggerating. It was chock full of nothing but flipping tire irons. So he rummages around in this thing, pulls out this four-way, he hands it to me, and he says, "See if this works." And, of course, it did. And he drove off. You know, he didn't get any thanks or anything. He just drove off to keep it and drove away.
Well, he's got a few other ones, too. You know, he wasn't going to miss that one terribly. Right.
Now, the good book tells us that we ought to be nice to strangers because we might entertain angels without knowing it. And I'm going to tell you what. I get into the kingdom and I meet this guy, I will not be the least bit surprised.
That is a fascinating story, really. So no explanation on why this guy was driving around with a trunk full of tire irons.
He was driving around waiting to help me.
But he didn't say, I happen to work for a tire iron distributor.
No.
I'm
a tire iron salesman or something.
Right, there's nothing like that. He just showed up, handed you the tire iron, and drove off.
Here you go, and I'll see you later.
I totally love that. Well, let me know. Yeah, totally. I love that. Maybe we could get more of an. Maybe somebody else has been visited by a tire iron angel. And we'll find out later on in the show. And thank you, Tim. We'll let you get back to work.